Rock and roll.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait, I don't get a chair. I don't even get a chair out of this.
Because it's a House Committee program. The freshman's chairing.
I'm going to open a work session. On House Bill 2122A, the purpose of this meeting is to consider proposed amendments to House Bill 2122A. Legislative Council has drafted proposed conference committee amendments to House Bill 2122A, and the members should have a copy of that, A6 amendments.
Mr. Chair and committee members, the original bill, if you're comfortable with the concept, I'll just explain the -A6 amendment that you have in front of you as well as in the back of the room. There was a no revenue impact and a minimal fiscal impact statement issued on the A6 amendment. It stipulates that if firewood is harvested from a source in Oregon, Washington, or Idaho that is subject to the federal or state quarantine for control of plant disease or pest, and harvesting, treating, transporting, supplying, or selling must be performed in conformance with the quarantine.
Thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Chair recognizes Senator Prozansky.
Floyd. Mr. Chair, for moving forward, I will move that we adopt the A6 into House Bill 2122, I guess A.
Thank you. Senator Prozansky has moved to adopt A6 amendments to House Bill 2122A. Is there any? Any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Yes, Senator Prozansky.
Mr. Chair, I understand you're comfortable with this A6 amendments.
Yes, Senator Prozansky. And first, this is my first time as a chair, and I kind of want to savor the moment.
Don't.
So we have a committee at 3:00.
So. Yeah, we still have to vote.
It feels very good here. And thank you to Senator Dingfelter for making this moment possible.
So, Mr. Kutcher, do you want to verify for the record what concern this amendment is addressing? Because I know that several members of our committee, along with yourself, worked very hard on multiple amendments. Notice we're on the -A6. To address some concerns that were raised. So I think it might be helpful for the record just to state what concern this last amendment is addressing.
Thank you, Senator Dingfelter. This amendment addresses the concerns the representative from Southwest Oregon, Representative Krieger, had, because they are the first ones in Oregon, I believe, that actually have some quarantine area. And so he wanted it clarified that the quarantine area would be able to sell firewood within its area so long as it was permitted by the quarantine authority, this amendment just clarifies that is the case. So I believe with that, all the concerns that were raised by me and others have been addressed, and this process has worked very well.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Chair. I see co-chair again. Could I ask a question? I just want to make sure that the Department of Agriculture is okay with this amendment. Okay, see a thumbs up.
Recognizing the upward motion of the thumb, Chair discerns an affirmative answer by the Department of Agriculture. Any other discussions? Chair, seeing none, those are the opinion that the A6 amendments to House Bill 2122 be adopted will say aye, and those opposed, no.
And you say the clerk will call the roll.
Should we just say aye together, unison?
I think so.
What do
you think,
Mr.
Chair?
If there's any objections.
Should we ask Ramona? What should we do? Everything's in chaos right now. We don't know what to do.
See no opposition. Motion carries. So we need
Mr. Chair.
Senator Prozansky.
I will now move House Bill 2122 as amended by the A6 amendments to the floors for consideration and approval with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Prozansky. Those are the opinion that the House concur in the Senate amendments dated May 2, and that the bill be further amended with the A6 amendments and repass will say aye.
Aye. Do you want some discussion? Or?
And those opposed will say no. Clerk will call the roll.
But do you want some discussion on the bill that has been amended? Or are you trying to stifle me?
Yeah.
Trying to stifle me?
Any discussion?
I'm a co-chair.
I'm following.
Can I weigh in?
Representative Clem.
I'm a co-chair.
Co-chair Clem.
Thank you, Chair Conger. Listen, you guys really you really messed with this bill quite a bit. It left my committee so beautifully, but I'll live with it and stomach it and vote for your Senate / freshman rebellion bill. That sounds good to me.
Thank you, Co-Chair Clem. We appreciate your comments.
I have a comment, Mr. Co-Chair.
Senator Dingfelder.
Sir, I just would like to remind my colleagues in the House that we are part of a bicameral process. Thus, there's often times that we can make a bill better. So we are pleased to see that we were able to improve the bill coming over from the House and that we will...
Bicameral.
I will vote yes on further improvements over with the dash A6s.
Thank you, Senator Dingfelder, for those excellent comments. Any further discussion?
Okay, so we're being corrected here.
No, we're good.
We are okay?
We're fine.
Okay.
The motion was put. You had to concur in those amendments.
We're good.
Yeah, we got it.
Excellent.
Well, the clerk will call the roll.
Senator Dingfelder.
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Krasanski.
Aye.
Co-Chair Clem.
Aye.
Co-Chair McClain.
Aye. Motion carries.
And now you need carries for the House and Senate.
We need carries for the House and Senate. In the Senate, any volunteers? Senator Olson. Senator Olson in the Senate. And... I would be happy to carry in the House.
Anyways, paperwork to sign.
Is there any other matters? Sir, you may need to sit down. We're not going to... this closes the work session on House Bill 2122A and adjourns the meeting.